Dictation of Mahakarni, Mahakarney, Mahakarney is a date of service is 5/12/2022, date of birth is 3/26/93, date of accident January 18, 2022. Mahakarni is here for a follow-up evaluation. Patient reports that she is being continuing physical therapy and chiropractic and physical therapy and acupuncture that are helping her. She reports almost 50% to 60% improvement in her pain. All her symptoms are reported to be arising from an automobile accident. It was a hit on the driver's side of the other car. She's the one who hit the other car as a driver. However, she started having headaches with dizziness, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, with nausea. And she reported pain in the neck and the lower back, mostly on the left side, and pain in the right knee and the left knee. And some radiation was reported to the left arm and left leg. The MRIs that were subsequently done shows the following, that her knee is not incredibly affected. There is an edema of the superolateral aspect of Hoffa fat side. In addition, patient has a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, L5, S1. The patient has been informed about these findings, and she also is found to have a left sacral iliac joint inflammation with the previous exam. Currently, she reports she is 32. She's almost like 50 to 60% better, and she can walk up to 1 to 2 blocks, and she can sit and stand okay. But she does not want any medications. She does not want any injections or surgery. She don't want to see any other specialist, and she's only interested in getting some extra therapy. Pain level is reported to be 3 to 4. And patient reports 60 to 70% actually relief. ADLs are not significantly affected. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium, and no loss of memory. Mild difficulty sleeping is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the lower back and slight difficulty walking due to the pain in the knee, but not reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence, urine, frequency, painful urination, or any blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has 70% improvement in her pain syndrome, and no change in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient does not abuse any substances. Compliance is with patient is fully compliant. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 122 over 80. Pulse is 79 and pulse oxygen 100. And the rest of the physical examination came from the previous visit. Completely normal exam except for some tenderness in the left SI joint and positive Faber test and Gansner test. And the dictation number will be 0412-012 from the data service 4/12/2022. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. The patient doesn't want any medications. The patient does not want any injection treatment like lumbar epidural steroid injections that are advised. And she also does not want to see a surgeon. Currently, we have advised to her to continue the treatment with the home treatment as well as physical therapy 2 times per week at the lower back only. And she has been put on a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days with 7 pound lifting limit. With the transportation case management checked out, we have removed the housework replacement. Bye-bye. She will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.